You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Is this for the Eagles, who are the champs, and we're live at camp? Or is this for the Phillies, for the banners? Remember the banners they're raising? Second best World Series odds, August 1st.
You know what I think this is for?
What's that?
J-Roe going into the Hall of Fame tonight.
Well, he's a champ and
yes,
a Wall of Famer.
Yes, he is.
Maybe one day a Hall of Famer in Cooperstown.
Shout
maybe.
Out to J-Roe. I know he's probably in town already. Hey, man, I think Shane Victorino's here, too.
Brian,
I'm pretty sure all of the guys are here.
Yeah, it'd be great if they're here for their guy tonight. It's going to be a big night at Citizens Bank Park. Wall of Fame night with Jimmy, Ed,
and then
Wade.
Deron going to be in town.
We might get the entrance tonight.
Yeah.
We need a lead, though.
Well, I'm kind of torn with that.
What do you mean?
Because that means we're in a tight game.
What do you expect?
I mean,
we're playing a pretty good team this weekend. Detroit's in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to see the answers today. All right. We got a lot to discuss here. Broadcasting from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World, RV sales, service, parts, and accessories after Eagles practice, which is happening in front of us right now. Rookie linebacker Jahad Campbell will be in our RV hanging out with us. Excited to talk to him and see how his first camp is going as he tries to make a big impact in his rookie season. So Jahad will join us. Your phone call's coming up. But Hugh, I need to get to this because I feel like it's the elephant in the room. I mentioned this yesterday when I was on with the afternoon show at 2, that we keep saying, you know, because yesterday the name that we all wanted, or a lot of people wanted, was Stephen Kwan, right?
He was probably
the best hitter that could have been moved yesterday. Now, Cleveland ultimately held on to him. They did not move him. But my point was, the Phillies have an ace in the hole. Like, they have Andrew Painter. Offer Andrew Painter and make the Guardians say, no, I would have done that. I know a lot of people wouldn't have. Let's hear Dave Dombrowski yesterday, last evening, after the deadline had passed, talking about the outfield market, what it was, what it wasn't.
Well, I think the outfield market compared to maybe the reliever market, the starting pitching market, especially if you're talking right-hand hitting outfielders, it really wasn't very robust. There really weren't very many right-hand hitting outfielders out there. There were some more, some left-handed guys, but there weren't as many. Now, there's still things coming across. I just saw Yaz got traded to Kansas City from, of course, being a left-handed hitter. So there may be other things that come across also. But there really wasn't a long list of right-hand hitting outfielders that we thought could be helpful to us. So it was a very limited number of players in that regard. And I mean, again, you can try to go get other guys, but sometimes the cost of acquisition was extremely high.
Well, that's it right there. You could have went and got other guys, but the cost of acquisition was very high. I'll take that to mean Andrew Painter. Let's hear Dombrowski on Painter and why they decided ultimately in any deal not to move him.
Well, because I think he's really good. I mean, it's really what it comes down to. I think he's a premier starting pitcher. I mean, is what he projects to be. Yeah, he's coming off of basically missing 2 years, Tommy John surgery. A lot of times after you throw like he has, it even takes another year to get back to where you are. I mean, there's no untradeable players because if you hit a certain guy that anybody can be traded. Like I've always said, I would trade to Miguel Cabrera for two Miguel Cabreras. So you would always do that. But we just think he's really, really good. Top of the rotation, has the potential to be a number one, number two type starter for a long, long time for us. And we're right on the verge of being able to do it. We need to work in. Now we're getting some guys here, but we talk about the Crawfords. We talk about the Painters. We have Aiden Miller not far away, but Rincones at AAA too. We've seen Kemp break in here. The opportunity, we need some of these youngsters to keep coming up with us over the next couple of years to keep progressing and keep going for years to come. And they're important parts of that, and Andrew's an extremely important part of those plans.
Look, I get all that, and I think Andrew Painter still has a world of potential. But I keep coming back to this. Andrew Painter's name first started popping up, Hugh, around the end of 2022 into 23, mm-hmm. right? He got hurt, unfortunately, at the beginning of the 2023 season in spring training. I don't know when he's coming up. I don't know when he's going to help the Phillies. All I know is this. At this point, we have gone 3 years, three seasons, in the middle of a championship window. Obviously, he was hurt for the first two of this window I'm talking about, 23 and 24. And now this year, he's healthy and in the minors. Where he's not helping the team. He's not helping their pursuit of a World Series, and they don't want to give him up, which obviously is not helping the Major League team right now. So, a couple things. One, I would have traded him for Kwan. Two, the amount of pressure that I think they're putting on him by letting us all know that they wouldn't trade him for anybody is incredible. Because I'm going to, every time, when he arrives here, eventually, and hope it's soon, I'm going to look at him through the prism of, all right, he's supposed to be great. So great.
You're supposed to be that dude.
So great. So that dude that they wouldn't give up for Kwan, for Mason Miller, for Garrett Crochet. Like, he's really, they've put a lot of pressure on him. And I just want to point out, I know a lot of people didn't want to trade him for Kwan or wouldn't want to put him in any package. In the last 20 years, I'm going to read you some of the names of the highest prospects traded in any deal. Okay, and tell me if any of these guys were like, oh my goodness gracious, they're going to the Hall of Fame. Yoan Moncada. Leo DeVries was the guy Padres traded to the A's yesterday, so forget him. He just got traded. Okay? Will Myers. He's a good player, but he wasn't great. Lucas Giolito. Good starting pitcher, not got great. Cameron Maben. Trevor Bauer. We know what happened to his career. Eloy Jimenez. Damn. Scott Kazmir. Dansby Swanson. Those are the best prospects by ranking traded in the last 20 years. So I understand how highly this guy's ranked, but there's no assurances he becomes a Hall of Famer. I mean, like, they're billing him to be this amazing pitcher. And right now, he has a 4.4 ERA in AAA. Hugh, they held steadfast. I would have traded him for Kwan. Would you?
I feel like Dombrowski feels like he's a generational talent.
It sounds like he's saying that without saying those exact words.
He feels like – because I got to tell you, Joe, and I don't know the answer to this. I don't know the answer to this. But when I got here, because and that's my frame of reference – been here for 3 years. When I got here, he was as highly touted in Philadelphia as, what was it, Strasburg was with the Nationals when he was getting
ready to come up. It was a similar – the buzz was beginning to reach that.
It was beginning to reach that. And we all know what he was. Phenomenal talent, kind of a bright, burning star, burnt out a little bit too soon. But
he was great.
At the end of the day, won a World Series.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, when I think of Andrew Painter, and the buzz that was surrounding him, that's kind of, I know it, and it's on a smaller scale, but Philadelphia, you know, that's the center of my universe. It was the same feel, and that's what it feels like when he's talked about. It's not said that he's considered that type of talent, but it feels that way.
You're right. It does feel that they believe that, and I'm just saying, when we look back on this era, and if I say to you, the 3 years, 23, 24, 25, the middle of their window to win a World Series, they got, in total, they got 18 minor league starts out of Andrew Painter at a 4.4 ERA. That's what he contributed in 3 years. Unfortunately, he was hurt for it. That's nothing. I mean, like, that's nothing, unfortunately, and they wouldn't give him up. I'm just saying, if Kwan was available yesterday and they could have got him for Painter, I would have done it. Prospects, pitching prospects.
Be damned.
Sometimes they are Steven Strasburg. Sometimes they're Scott Kazmir. Sometimes they flame out. Sometimes they're not what you think they are. And if they could have gotten one of the best outfielders in baseball, I would have done it yesterday. What do you guys come down on everything with the trade deadline? Do the Phillies do enough? Are you okay with the way this turned out? Steve in Bridgeton's up. Hey, Steve.
Steve.
Hey, Jeff. Hey, you. What's up, guys?
Hey,
what's
Steve.
Up, so, yeah, I wish Dombrowski did a little bit more. The Durant move, he knocked it out of the park. Now, I know you wanted to trade Painter for Kwan. I wouldn't have. There's one bat I would have traded Painter for. He's in Arizona. Ketel Marte. That's the only bat I would have traded Painter for.
I would have done that too. Yep.
And now with Bader, you never know. He could be our Cody Ross, like how Hugh comped him to Jock Peterson. You know, Bader, he's not flashy. He's not. He's got that moxie. He's got that bulldog type energy that we kind of needed. He's like, he's got that dog in him.
Mm-hmm. No, he does. No. And Steve, to your point on Cody Ross, I think it was two or three years ago with the Yankees, Bader hit really well in the postseason. So he's got a little track record of doing this too.
So, yeah. I mean, and then I think, look, yeah, the Padres made those moves. The Mets made all those moves. But guess what? Here's my prediction. Padres make the playoffs. The Mets don't. The two other NL Central teams will pass the Mets, and the Mets just sit at home watching us in the playoffs. And then,
well, I hope you're right. I mean, I hope I don't think you're right, but I hope you're right. That'd be great.
My other point, if they want to win it all, they got to have better plate discipline in October. They got to stop swinging at the sliders, the high fastballs, and what else is going to get them is, if you remember how Houston pitched them in the three-game series, they swept us.
Mm-hmm.
The 50-50 pitches, they got to be better at that. That's how Houston beat them. They got to go back and watch film, lay off the sliders off the plate. That's what they got to do.
Well, they do, and that's, I mean, the book has been out on them, and Steve, we appreciate the call for a long time. That's, you throw them slop, and you
make, they'll swing at it.
Yeah, and you make them avoid it.
See, that's the most unfortunate thing about all of this. You know, you get into the playoffs, and what we've seen is every year, regardless of what the pitchers do and the bats, they just don't hit.
And it's this, and what is frustrating or worrisome is we're going to rely on the same people. Like, it's going to come down to Nick Castellanos and Alec Bohm. Like, the guys that have had trouble in the biggest spots, it's going to go back to them. Like, we can hope and we can cross our fingers that Trey, Schwarber, and Bryce get red hot for 3 weeks and they just carry it. Okay. I mean, they could for a series or two. We've seen that. But those guys are going to need some help at some point. You can't win a World Series just three bats hitting. You need the other guys to help out over the course of October. 215-592-9494. All right, your takeaway on yesterday, are you okay with what the Phillies did? I'm not. I wanted more yesterday. If you're going to give me Bader, give me two Baders. Otherwise, go get me a Steven Kwan. And I would have given up Andrew Painter. I'm curious people would have come down on that. But, Hugh, it is a Friday. You know what we do on Fridays here.
What are we doing?
Well, it's a Tri-Day Friday.
It's a Tri-Day Friday.
It's Tri-Day, Hugh and Joe on Fridays.
Hugh, I think it's only fair after the week that was around here if we put ourselves a little bit out there to get made fun of. I mean, we did spend, I mean, what was it, an entire show, almost a whole show, ripping Blue Jeans Lakin.
You know, Rod, in Blue Jeans.
Yeah, I mean, you to the point
deserved,
where you,
though. I mean, that was
totally deserved, and you thought you weren't going to have a key card working the next
day. Yeah, I was a little touch and go.
Yeah, so why don't we give people the opportunity today to give us a nickname. What a nickname for the midday show.
Make it a good one, everybody. Make it a good nickname.
Good nickname. Your nickname. Like, when I say midday show, something, I mean, it could be cutting, like Blue Jeans Lakin, which is, you know, it doesn't have to be cutting. But again, the guy was sweating bullets at 8:30 on a Tuesday at training camp in blue jeans, which is crazy considering the weather today, because it is, today's the day, Hugh. I'm actually, as I look out to the crowd at training camp, there's people in blue jeans.
It's look, I hate to say it because, you know, I don't want to sound like I'm complaining.
But you're going to say it's chilly?
I didn't say it. You did.
You were about to say it.
You are unbelievable.
I didn't say nothing.
It's nice compared to the last few days.
We had to turn the AC off.
Well, that's because it was a meat locker in here.
It's a little cold, man. It's cold.
It was. All right. Your nickname for the midday show, Tri-Day Friday, in honor of Blue Jeans Rod Lakin. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Aaron in San Diego, up on WIP. Good morning, Aaron.
What's up, Aaron?
Philadelphia. Good morning.
You changed it up. You went Philadelphia, good morning, instead of good morning, Philadelphia.
Just as brutal, too.
I am feeling a little bit discouraged today for numerous reasons, but the first being, you know, we got a nice, shiny new toy yesterday. You know, it's kind of like getting that snowmobile that's got all the bells and whistles. It goes 0 to 60 in 3 seconds. The only problem is we got to put it in the garage and wait for it to snow.
Hmm.
You know, in terms of the bats, God, I want them to get hot, and I want nothing more than the Phillies to win the World Series. But come playoff time, all you got to do is pitch around Turner, Schwarber, and Harper, and make the rest of the team beat us and beat you. And I don't think, you know, we can rely on Bohm, Stott, Castellanos, Marsh, Sosa to lead this team to where we need to go. And it's kind of a discouraging day today a little bit.
Well, I feel some of that, and I agree. I mean, it does still come down to those guys, and we're going to need that. Look, we're going to need Bader to play as well as he has the whole season. It's probably been the best year of his career, or one of the few best of his career. That's a big part. He's got to be good. Aaron, it's just frustrating because when you go get the shiny toy, as you're saying, to me then you've already committed to going for it. Like, keep going for it. And if you're not going to get one great bat, at least give me two good ones instead of just one. It just felt like a half measure yesterday.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you know, I know everybody wanted Kwan yesterday, but, I mean, isn't he an Indian? Aren't the Indians still in playoff contention?
Well, Guardian. No, they're falling out.
Keep up.
Yeah.
Keep up. Okay. Changed a few years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
Cleveland Guardians.
But, hey, and the other thing that I'm discouraged, and this ties into the tri-day, is, you know, I think yesterday I was sitting at work, listening to the radio, and I got pretty discouraged when I heard the second teamers, and that's yes, you, Joe, and you, Hugh, interacting with the afternoon show. And usually I bag on Chris from Middletown about his incoherent spelling of God knows what. But, you know, there should be no question of loyalty with Chris in Middletown and Aaron in San Diego and our loyalty to the midday show. And the fact that you guys did not stand up for us, Joe, you acted like a 13-year-old trying to hang with the cool kids at school.
No, hold on. I enjoy bringing you on so we can make fun of you. I was totally honest.
I didn't get that. I didn't get that at all. I just didn't see,
I defended you, you know, to a certain extent.
I didn't.
You defended my wife, which I really appreciate. But but Hugh, you were like the little brother to Ike, company man Reese, where, you know, as soon as he questions something, you're like, okay, Ike.
Ike's loud.
Oh. I don't like the way this nickname's going. It sounds, derogatory.
You're about to get zipped from all shows. I mean, you realize this is about to happen. So,
Make an announcement.
Okay.
That I will be stepping away from the midday show for the next 2 days.
You leaving
to
us.
Kind of contemplate my future.
Next 2 days.
It's Friday.
I did.
So we'll talk to you Monday morning, Aaron?
Well, no, I had OnlyFans reach out to me.
Oh, God.
My plan is to become a model. You can find me at Chubby Chasers R Us. Okay. #, fat guys need love, too. All you people out there, have a great and blessed day.
That's more than enough. Yeah, I'll take the blame for that one.
The afternoon show, they are kind of loud and boisterous.
Yeah.
They're a little aggressive.
What was that after anything?
I'm just saying, Spike's a little over the top. Because you didn't hear, like Spike's disrespectful.
To Aaron?
No, to everybody. You didn't hear that, those little barbs he was taking at Bam?
Yeah, well, I mean, Bam, let's be real. Sometimes Bam embellishes stories, right? That's the truth?
Facetious.
We're back to this again?
Yeah, I'm just saying. That's kind of what
you
word
you did use that word correctly, by the way.
I thank you. Yeah. I know I did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but everybody else didn't believe.
No, they jumped
there's
on
a history here of questioning if we're using words correctly.
I know, and it's okay. That's why there was no pushback. And the ambiguity. But I knew I was using it correctly. But yeah, like, I think that, because, okay, we're not that comfortable with Bam to be making, like, blind jokes. That's not cool.
Well, because we're not sure. I mean, like.
Well, I will say this. I like Bam, but Bam does say some things sometimes that kind of makes you wonder, because was people reached out to me and asked me what was going on. I was like, man, I don't know.
Well,
like,
and also we got the information that Bam had gotten a heads up on Tuesday. There was no tennis match and still went down to FDR Park with Fritz on his chest.
Yeah, and we can just say it was me that told you guys. Like, Bam called me and said, hey, I'm on my way down to FDR. And I said, you should probably turn around because it's postponed. And he said, oh, okay.
And still went, apparently.
No,
because see, here's the thing with me. Because a lot of times when Bam is talking, he'll say, I saw this, that, or the third.
Yeah.
And you know how my mind works.
You wonder.
You know what I'm saying?
What do you mean?
No disrespect.
But just logistics.
But just the initial, when you say that, when you say, I saw something, your first thought is.
You saw it.
Yeah, that's all.
I understand.
I mean, you know, no disrespect to anybody.
Yeah,
well, I'm just saying. It's just when you say that, it just, you know, that's
there's a connotation.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
In fairness, I think that's just a manner of speaking.
Yeah,
but the whole idea that he sat there for a couple hours at FDR Park in a male cheerleader's outfit, I just can't buy it.
Yeah, here's the bottom line. It's just not trustworthy. The information's not trustworthy. Steve in Egg Harbor's up.
It's a little spotty.
It is spotty. Spotty like Dombrowski just getting Bader for the lineup. What's up, Steve?
Yeah, what's going on? Yeah, I'm not satisfied with what they did yesterday, but we are, I guess, somewhat improved. You know, hopefully our stars can go six innings, and we got Kirkering, Robertson, and the closer to come in. Hopefully that'll... you know, work a little bit. I would think this is what I would do now that this is what we got. I'd put Bader in center. I mean, the Bader guy in center field that we just got. I put Schwarber in left field, which will upgrade, you know, the hitting in left field and a little setback in the fielding department. But if Bader's as good as they say he is gap to gap, then we got it pretty much covered. And I would, Topper will never do it because he's just so loyal to his 220 hitters like Stott. I would put Sosa in the lineup right there in second base, and then we got an upgrade in hitting at second base. And at least, you know, we got some kind of change and some kind of put. And I put Schwarber in back of Harper.
Well, Steve, if we go along with your idea, you're also opening up DH. So when Bohm gets back, you could play Kemp at DH. You could instead of having Kepler or Marsh in the lineup, you could play Kemp and Bohm because you have the DH spot open. So you open that up if you put
Yeah. So that's even better, isn't it? I mean, and it's a change. It's something different than what we've been doing the whole stinking year with Kepler. And I'm sorry, I'm tired of Stott. The guy, when he went to left field, is you know, when he batted 270 2 years ago, he was going to left field, he's hitting the ball. This guy wants to hit home runs, and he's not a home run hitter, and he's obviously too stupid to realize what he is. So bench him. I mean, you know, 230 hitter is not good enough as far as I'm concerned.
Well, and there's no pop. It's 230 with no pop. Yeah, I mean, he has dragged the lineup down for months. I mean, if you look at Stott's numbers since the beginning of May, it's almost unplayable. I think you might be onto something that they can't just let it go the whole season.
And last year he dragged the lineup down. He only hit 240 last year. I got a name for you guys because I think you guys are all a little bit crazy. How about the Midday Maniacs?
The Midday Maniacs. There it is. Our first nickname. Hugh, you into it?
I kind of like that one.
All right, Midday Maniacs. First nickname for the Midday Show on a Friday. All right, 215-592-9494. We're taking nickname submissions for the Midday Show. To you know, honor this week, we had a big nickname on the show, Blue Jeans Lakin, Rod Lakin on Tuesday, when it came to the cancellation of tennis. All right, your calls on what the Phillies did or didn't do, and do you feel like it was enough? Because I felt like I was excited yesterday, but after watching the way it played out and some teams being more aggressive, I just wish they did more, and I'm not okay with just Bader in the lineup. All right, Jahad Campbell set to join us after practice today, and when we get back, what do we expect the outfit to look like now with Harrison Bader in the mix following that addition. Is he going to play every day? Is Kepler out of here? Perhaps Justin Crawford soon. We'll let you hear what Dave Dabrowski said last night. That's coming up. Midday Show live at Eagles Training Camp. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.